Part 6. Myth and Customs. Chapter 1. The Wine God Dionysus. Dionysia. The Dionysia was a joyous spring festival held in honor of Dionysus in the month of March, and lasted several days. During the festival, everything wore its holiday garb. Everyone was costumed and wine was freely indulged in. The central events of the festival were the theatrical performances of dramatic tragedies and comedies. In fact, the Dionysia consisted of two related festivals, the rural Dionysia and the city Dionysia. The modern carnival in Greece is believed to have been evolved from this festival. When introduced into Rome, the Dionysia Festival of Athens was given the name Bacchanalia, which has now become a common noun in English, meaning any uninhibited or drunken revelry, such as in the following sentence. What followed wasn't your average office retirement party, but a week-long Bacchanalia on a 65-foot schooner near St. Bart's. Triumphal Progression. Dionysus, as the wine god, had many followers, who gathered around him and traveled together with him. Wherever they went, people saw Dionysus seating in a chariot drawn by panthers, and leading a large army composed of men, women, fauns, and satyrs, all bearing in their hands the thyrsus, and clashing together cymbals and other musical instruments. The progression was indeed like a celebration or parade after a military conquest. Hence Dionysus was considered the founder of the triumphal progression, or variably, triumphal progress, procession. Here are two examples. 1. The triumphal progress of the president continued throughout the evening. 2. His only injury had occurred, ironically enough, while he was leading the triumphal procession into the open city of Rome. Liber. Liber, or Liber Pater, was an ancient Roman god of wine, fertility, and freedom. Therefore, he was identified with the Greek Dionysus and worshipped under the name of Bacchus. The festival of Liber, called the Liberalia, was celebrated on the 17th of March, which was generally associated with free speech and the rights attached to coming of age. The word liber in Latin means the free one. Liber pater means the free father. So it is not difficult to see the etymological origins of such English words as liberty, liberation, liberal, liberalize, liberalism, libertarian, libertine, etc.